The Chatham Park Check-In is an exclusive series sponsored by the Preston Development Company on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, and chapelboro.com.
Here is Vanessa Jenkins, Executive Vice President of Preston Development, in a conversation with landscape architects Chuck Smith and Kurt Pfeiffer and YMCA Administrator Forrest Perry, who are behind the planning and construction of the new YMCA at Chatham Park.
Chuck, we'll let you start and go around the table.
I work with Vanessa and Preston doing a lot of the planning and development at Chatham Park. I'm a landscape architect, and I love what I do. I love what we do. I'll let Forrest speak to this more, but what we're talking about with the Dynadome, indoor swimming has changed a little bit partly because of the expense. And when you look at how many people use indoor swimming, unless you're really consciously programming it, it's a difficult amount of money to offset. So now a lot of the way that swimming is taken care of is with a Dynadome, which is to have an outdoor pool. But then when it gets to that time of year that you can't use the outdoor pool, it encloses, much like you'll see the football stadium in Glendale, Arizona, where they can roll that field outside, or they can open the roof or do these different things. We've built the supports for this structure in phase one. We will grow into having an indoor pool by having this structure that closes in on top of the outdoor pool. That's a multi-purpose space that's indoor-outdoor that relates to that question of safe, healthier living. You can expand on that, I know.
A lot of the spaces that we have may have been there to some degree already, whether it's the Aeronasium or some of the play spaces we have outside. The big learning from the Y through COVID when it comes to how we design and program spaces is the importance of flexibility. So even before COVID, the amount of space that we would have within a given YMCA that was a single-use space was pretty minimal. But at this point, as we look at design and programming, I can't think of a single space within the Y that is really looked at as a single-use space. And I think our ability to, as Chuck mentioned, even on the design of some of our group exercise studios, having easy access to the outside or even the ability to open doors to the outside so that we can program in a way that feels like it's an indoor program or an outdoor program. What we offer in those spaces is much more versatile than it used to be. Whereas facilities may have previously been built with an indoor pool and an outdoor pool, and your outdoor pool sat empty 9 months out of the year, the ability to create a singular pool footprint that can be outdoors with the doors open when the weather's nice. And fortunately in North Carolina, that's a longer season than some other places, but then can be fully enclosed and weatherized when that's needed as well. The pandemic taught us the importance of being flexible in how we program. What we have seen since things have improved locally and nationally with the pandemic is that people want that sense of community. And that's part of what the Y offers, and a Y placed in this North Village within Chatham Park is certainly going to give us the opportunity to help facilitate community there.
Speaking to the whole flexibility of space and trying to use the outdoors as much as possible, Kurt, why don't you talk about how we're using, say, the front of the building in concert with the 2 acres of downtown park that we've got there across the street, and what you've done with the street right in front of the building just to make all that work.
So we strategically located the building, the core area of the interior, which would be the common space lobby, pretty much centered on, as Chuck said, a 2 acre open space across the street that is mainly going to be left unprogrammed, but a large expansive lawn that can be very versatile for different types of events. I also wanted to mention not having a greenway trail through the site, but we've since gone back and added a greenway trail that actually loops through the site and connects to the public park that will be developed next door. And as we have had some success in use of the Pool YMCA in Garner connecting to a greenway system in a nearby park, there are a lot of users of that YMCA that really benefit from jumping on that trail and being able to walk outdoors. You'll be able to do that here as well, 2 different points where you can access that greenway right outside the building and probably at least go on what I would say a mile walk loop around the village center. But also this greenway system will extend all the way out to the Hall River. So there's a lot of versatility in being able to walk and bike from the site as well.
And I wanted to add, building on what you said, what happens at the Y is you've got all of these talented people that are on staff, and it's the imagination and creativity of staff that comes up with activities in that space or outside that space that no one ever envisioned during the design of that space. We've become more intentional trying to think about some of these things.
This has been the Chatham Park Check-In, also available in the Town Square section of chapelboro.com and at chathampark.com.